Get out of my way, you yo-yo.
Well, but Mr. Bender, Tom, I was only
trying to...
Reach! Oh, Tom Bender and Roquefort. Yes, Tom, what's the trouble?
Reach, I quit. Huh? As of right now, I'm no longer Lafarge's understudy.
No, wait a minute. Just a minute, Tom.
Yes, Tom, now
get
listen to the
out of here, you...
No, Tom, please, what's the trouble?
Reach, when you asked me to understudy this guy's techniques, I said, okay, because I thought it would be, you know, a snap.
Yeah.
But no more, brother, I quit.
I knew you were a quitter the first time I ever laid eyes on you.
No.
Listen, I'm telling you, Lafarge, lay off
me. Now, fellas, I'm sure we can work something out.
Are you kidding? You know, this character has been trying to give me voice lessons for the last couple of days.
Voice lessons?
And he's had me reading Shakespeare till I know Yorick better than Hamlet did.
Well, how can you expect to get anywhere as an announcer, as a good announcer, unless you know Shakespeare?
Now listen, Tom, I'll talk to Roquefort.
Reed? No, sir.
If I never see this slick-haired character,
it'll be too soon.
What did you call me?
You heard me, Lafarge, and I'll tell you something else. If you come within 10 feet of me, I'll mash you so flat. I'll be able to run you right through that typewriter.
Sorry, Reed.
Tom. Tom.
I told you, Mr. Kordick, he was a bad choice as my understudy.
Oh, shut up, Lafarge.
But, Mr. Kordick, I was just...
Get out of here!
Well, now what's wrong?
Get out of here, will you?
All right.